Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question over the telephone at this time, please press star one on your telephone keypad. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach us. Once again, if you would like to ask a question over the telephone, please press star one. Our first question for today comes from Michiel de Jong from ABN AMRO. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Keith. It's Michiel de Jong at ABN AMRO. You indicated your net sales includes a $2 million non-recurring item. Can you elaborate a bit on that?
Well, we've been selling off some non-core assets. Rayo can give you the details. He's online also. But we had a couple of units in Oulu.
Mm-hmm. So it's actually off. A negative. So I thought it was a positive $2 million.
Yeah. We had a positive impact from non-recurring income. So these sales of these obsolete and or non-core assets have brought us additional income during 2000.
Okay. Like that. All right.
Anything else?
I saw the target occupancy rate, which is above 95.7%. When do you think this will be attained?
Well, I wish I had a crystal ball, but right now, if you look at the occupancy rates per town, in many of our towns, we're already at the point where we have problems meeting customer expansion needs. So really, it comes down to how things go in Oulu, and there I'm really not able to predict with any degree of certainty because. Events in Oulu are now very dependent on what happens with Nokia's new Migo operating system. There are signs that they may insource. There are signs that they may expand product development activities there. There could be a push in Oulu upward,
mm-hmm.
actually, but it's really unclear. So this very fog of war situation. So at this point, we're hoping for the best and planning for the worst. If all the situation remains stable, then it might take a while still to reach that target.
Yeah, because all it dropped a bit in occupancy. Was that Nokia leaving some premises or?
Not only there were. This is the average. So these are stuff that happened all as far back as 2009, actually, and were affecting us in 2010, especially the first half. Some of that was reduction of Nokia space. Some of that was reduction of some Nokia dependent companies. But you have to remember that because Nokia's share is getting smaller and smaller, it means that we have very good opportunities to increase the occupancy rate in all of whatever Nokia decides to do, but it does take some time.
And we must remember that this is Rayo, that in the end of June, our occupancy rate was 92.8, and if we are lucky, it can be in the future, but we cannot promise it.
Okay. Already for us, I think, Michiel, it was... This 1.6% increase during the second half is pretty dramatic in our field,
mm-hmm.
and we were surprised, quite frankly.
Yeah, it was a positive surprise. And furthermore, the interest expenses went up quite a bit in Q4. Did that contain any one-offs because of the interest line fixing you did?
Now, little Rayo can answer that question.
Is a main reason is fixing, and we of course we withdraw EBRD loan and average and margin is there a little higher than in average, so that those are the two reasons, and of course rental interest levels went a little up.
Okay, so.
Butter.
So we should account for a higher number going forward.
Well, I think the EBRD drawdown. We have a more than 30 million loan there that we haven't drawn down. Only about half of it. So if we assume that we'll be drawing down more of it, that would have the effect of increasing the average interest rate because it's a more expensive loan.
Hmm.
And if we also, if we increase fixing, then that would have the effect of increasing interest costs. But we haven't made decisions to increase fixing yet. And my own view is that I don't really see much happening in the first half of the year yet.
Right.
So you know, I wouldn't look for anything too dramatic on the interest cost side.
Okay. Thank you. And then maybe finally, you're currently focusing very much on the development side. If I see a new development every month, nearly. But doesn't that hamper you in your international ambitions?
Well, not really.
Are
no,
the international ambitions still there? Because you reiterate your targets.
Yeah, you can imagine my international ambition is definitely there. But I don't want to sacrifice quality for quantity. I think this this Estonian case is a good example. It took us a year and a half to close this deal, and it was tough to close the deal so that we could get it under the right conditions. We're very actively focused on international expansion, and I'm personally using a lot of my time, along with Pertti Huuskonen, to pinpoint and land good deals there. But it takes longer to seek, find, negotiate, and close these international deals in those international environments, and we're not willing to do it recklessly. So I would say that there's no trade-off between these domestic. You might argue, well, there's a financial trade-off because of finance, but in fact, that's not the case. We believe we're totally sure that we can get growth financing for those international projects if they meet our investment criteria. So, if we talk about time usage, so we're definitely using our time for these international cases. If we talk about financial parameters, then I don't believe that there's any trade-off between these domestic projects and the international one.
All right.
On the contrary, we've seen with Estonia that that these international projects, the best ones, can help us diversify our portfolio, and that's one of the strategic targets of the company.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. That was it from my side for now.
All right. Thanks very much.
All right.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please also ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off. It would appear that at this time we have no further questions.
All right. Well, then, in that case, I thank you all for your time. And if you have any further questions that you wish to discuss me personally, you can reach me at 358-40-566-7785, or you can send me an email at keith.silverang@technopolis.fi, and I'll do my best to answer your question.
Ladies and gentlemen, that will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.